third perek of Kinam, fourth Mishnah. Achatas velas tumah for yeshes. You have achatas on one side, all on the other time, and you have a stuma, which means a pair of birds which we didn't yet decide which is which, and fereshes, which is also a pair of birds, but one is chatas, one is oila. Also, so be'etzem sachakol, we should have three sets, that half of the birds should be on the top as oilas, half on the bottom as chatos. Asim kula lemala mechzel kosher mechzel kosher. Since half of them belong on the top, if he did all of them on the top, half of them are kosher, but not half a posel. Kula lemata mechzel kosher mechzel posel. He put all on the bottom, then half is kosher, all the chatos, half the chatos are ksherim, and once that's supposed to be oil, a posel. Chetzim lemala chetzim lemata, and kosher elas tum. If he did half on the top and half on the bottom, then the only one that's kosher is the stuma. Why? Because the one that we know which is chatas and oil, we have to be concerned, then maybe switch them around and do the chatas on top and oil on the bottom. But the stuma, if we know that one of the stumas was on top and one of them was on the bottom, then they're both kosher. If not, only one of the two is kosher, but we don't know which. And we split up the, it's talking about these two women bought it together, these two sets of three sets of birds. Mela, one of them was Yetzir Chatas, one was Yetzir Oila. We don't know which was Yetzir which.